Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is the preacher and the miracle man here. I'm here live from McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road. I'm across the street from a Kmart store. And I'm to the southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office and northwest of a Marathon/Admiral. One of the signs still says Admiral on it, even though it's a Marathon gas station. But, yep, I'm here in my normal spot of McDonald's back near the men's restroom. And speaking of McDonald's, the world's best soft drink, Coca-Cola, available in either size you want, whether it be the small size, 16 ounce size, the medium 21 ounce size, or the large 32 ounce size. Now, personally, I have the large 32 ounce size tonight with no ice. I actually did a mobile order for it sitting right here at the seat before I called in. I was just sitting there prepping, getting ready for the show, and then I just think, I'd like a drink, but I don't really want to get out of this chair. So I just placed the order, and then it's a corporate McDonald's, so sometimes they'll do table service. And sure enough, they just saw my order and brought my drink back. And that's the convenience of mobile ordering. And if you use mobile ordering, there's certain deals on the app. Most of the deals right now that you get, like get one sandwich for $1, and there's a list of these different sandwiches you can get for $1. Excuse me. But you have to use it as part of a mobile order in order to get most of the deals now. So they're really pushing this mobile ordering thing. And it's easy. You just put in, you know, the location you want, like the one by your house. Then after that, you know, select the meal time. For example, right now, you choose dinner. And then you will see a menu there, like on your phone, and you'll see sandwiches. And they don't all open at once, obviously. So you go through the steps, for example, sandwiches and meals. I can go to sandwiches and meals, and I can order, for example, Big Mac. After I select Big Mac, it'll say get item, such and such price, or make a meal. You hit the make a meal button, then you get to select your meal size. Then you do the fry, then you do the select your drink. And then after that, you'll hit that OK button. Then it's going to want you to choose payment. And then it wants you to put your card information in, but that's only so they have it on file. So they want you to put it in, and the only reason they do that is that they have it on file, so that in the future, when you do mobile orders, that you can just hit that button, get to pay with MasterCard, such, 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 such. Hit enter, and after you type in your stuff you want, you're good to go. You just choose where you want to pick it up, drive through, inside, curbside, and then you're good. And that's how you do mobile ordering. But I'm up with the mobile ordering and stuff like that. So right now I'm going to first say what the plan for tonight is. And that is this. Tonight, we're going to continue on our journey through Exodus. And with Moses and Aaron and God telling, talking to his children, the Israelites, you know, what to do and the struggle with the Israelites. And that we're going to talk about. We're going to do some reading on that tonight. Then we're going to do our reading on faith. Then we're going to do the exhortation. Then after that, sports, as far as what transpired last night with that Pistons game, as well as what's on deck for tonight's sports. And so we got all that. However, before I get into any of that, there's two things I want to do. Sorry about that. It's just some laughing kids. But there are two things I want to do first. The first thing I want to do is, me and Preacher Man were talking about this a minute ago, but in 3 weeks, starting 3 weeks from tonight, so on March the 6th, Tuesday, March 6th, 3 weeks from tonight, the National Holy Spirit Conference takes place at Living Word Church, and some wonderful, awesome Barclay guy doing it is heading it up. I don't know who that guy is, but I know he's filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, I do know who that is, but I was just kidding. It, Mark T. Barclay heads it up. Ultimately, it's Jesus, but God told him to do these, and in San Diego, the last one he did, him and a certain pastor got talking, and that certain pastor said, "You know, Brother Barclay?" Brother Barclay says, "Yeah." And then the man says, "I think we're supposed to get back to doing more of these conferences." Because they used to do a conference like every month, it seemed like, almost different cities and states. For example, in the year 2000, I believe it was, or something like that, they did a conference in San Diego in January. Then in February, they turn around and do one in Pensacola, Florida. March, early March, Midland, Michigan, Holy Spirit Conference in Midland. April, in April, Cincinnati, Ohio. May, Sarasota, Florida, Holy Spirit Conference. July, Akron, Ohio. September, Midland, Michigan, the Autumn Holy Spirit Conference, which is now a Ministry of Helps Conference. So, October, Chattanooga Holy Spirit Conference in Rossville, Georgia, just across the state line. as Alan Carter's church. And then finally in December, leadership conference at Mount Buckley Ministries. And then in August there was Invasion. But yeah, back then he did. There was almost a Holy Spirit conference every month. Almost. I don't know if it'll get back to that or not. I mean, it costs a lot of money, but they're going to believe God, and we'll see where God takes it with that. But that is to say that on the 6th of March through the 9th of March, every evening, Tuesday through Friday, and then during the morning, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, is going to be just a powerful divine time at Living Word Church with the Holy Spirit. And we give God the freedom during that time to do anything He wants. Sometimes we preach. I mean, sometimes Dr. Buckley will preach. Other times he won't do one, he'll do nothing but flow in the Spirit. And we'll do great worship and praise and all that. It's just great, beautiful conference. And I totally absolutely invite you to come. You can. At all. And if you can't come, please stream at marktbarclay.com. And I will continue to remind you of this as time gets closer. But the Holy Spirit Conference is a great time. And I've been praying. I've been thinking about some things, and I feel like it's going to be a great conference. I feel that some things are going to happen for people during this Holy Spirit conference. There's things I'm believing for me, but there's also, I'm believing for the church to wake up even further. I'm believing that awakening is going to become stronger and stronger and stronger as we all seek His face, the face of God. And as we just come to the presence of God, hungry. And so just getting ready for that. And so, again, that'll be March 6th through March 9th, Tuesday through Friday. Now, for those of you who have been listening to the show for a while on a regular basis, bear with me for just a quick minute. For you who have started listening recently, and you may have seen, and maybe you've seen some people, some relatives, some coworkers, some other people, maybe you've talked to them, maybe you've told them about this program. And they're like, yeah, there's this awesome program. This preacher man and this miracle man, these two cool guys, you know, who talk about God, read verses and exhort. And then Miracle Man talks about sports. And then, well, and then you're thinking, these people may be thinking, well, how do I get online? I mean, how do I connect to that show so I can enjoy this and be changed through the Word of God that this man preaches. And Here's what you tell these people. Go to blogtalkradio.com. All one word, blogtalkradio.com. And then you type in the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. Then you'll see a link. It should say something like Living Large. Click on that link, and that'll be for us, our show. We've done over 80 episodes together, and we started doing this towards the very tail end of July, and it's been great. Done a lot of great things. I did a lot of great football predictions and some other great things, teachings on the birth of Jesus as we approach Easter, then the 2 weeks or so leading up to Easter, I'm going to be doing some teachings on the blood of Jesus and the seven sayings of Jesus. And what did the blood of Jesus do for me? And so you can be listening for those too. But go to blogtalkradio.com, search Upfront Entertainment in that search bar, click on the link that says Living Large. Then after that, there's another cool thing about this show. All those episodes that we've done, they're archived. They're archived, so you can go back and listen to them. And as I said, lots of great stuff. We've done lots of great stuff. And so we encourage you to take a look at that. And also, we also want to remind you that it is a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone and on your tablet or on your PC, your computer, whether it be a desktop, laptop. And by the way, while you're on that website, theblogtalkradio.com, and after you do those steps, hit that follow button. Because here's what's going to happen after you hit that follow button. This is actually going to be a really cool thing what's going to happen. You're going to get notified a little while before we start the night's program. So, for example, tomorrow night, we're going to have a show. And a little while before we go live, you're going to get a notification that's going to say, Preacher Man and Miracle Man are going live in a little while, 5:30. And then you'll know to get connected, prepare yourself. And so it's an amazing thing. Also, you may also be thinking, yeah, I've been listening to the show for a while, and I want to be able to talk to the Preacher Man and the Miracle Man. What do I do in order to talk to him? Is there a number I can call? Or? Well, to that response, yes, there is a number you can call, and you can call us anytime that the show is live. Anytime. We'll gladly talk to you. Lines are always open when we're doing the show. That's how we do it. That while the show is live, phone lines are always open. And you can call us at 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. After you call in that number, you press 1 And what the pressing one will do is it's going to take you through the screener. And then if everything goes good, you will be able to connect live to us and talk to us. And we'll pray with you. We'll believe God with you. We'll help get you saved. We'll pray with you for your loved ones. We'll talk with you. Whatever you're looking for, we can be there for you. We love you. And we really want to change the world through faith and radio. That's our goal. So you can help us with that. And we have two house rules that we'd like you to follow. Number one, we can talk about pretty much anything you want, except for politics. If it's politics you want to talk about, what's going to happen is we're going to tell you two things. Number one, we're going to tell you to pray for your leaders that represent you. And if you don't know who they are, find out. Please find out. Number two, vote. Vote. We believe that if you don't vote, then you don't have as much of a say as if you're actually out voting. Therefore, you shouldn't be complaining as much if you're not voting. If you're voting, but you feel like the person isn't quite working for you, then you can have a bit more of a say. But this is not a political talk show. There are other good political talk shows you can listen to, like Rush Limbaugh, like Sean Hannity, like Glenn Beck. All good people. But we want to be uplifters and uniters, not those bearing bad news and dividers. We want to be uplifters and uniters. And so we believe the best way to do that is to not talk about politics. So that's why we have that rule. The second rule is there's a verse in Ephesians that tells us, let no corrupt communication come from your lips. So this means, how does that apply here? Well, this is a family show, so if you wouldn't want your kids to hear it, don't say it. And if you wouldn't want Jesus to hear it because you know it's corrupt, don't say it. And then if you just follow these rules, that can help us to just make it that much better of a show. We love you. We want to hear from you. And we're here for you, and we'll gladly talk to you. And these rules are not to be hostile. They are to just help with quality control and help make it a really good show. Now, with that, we're going to pray and get into the meat of the night. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this great evening. Thank you, Lord God, for these wonderful people that are listening to the show, wherever they are, wherever they may be, however they may be listening to the show. I claim that you just bless them and reveal to them who you are. And I thank you, Lord God, that you just use us tonight. Use my voice. Preacher Man's voice tonight as he's live with us tonight. If there's anything you would have him say, just let him feel free to come right on and talk. If there's something you feel that you want said and he's the one to say it, then just tell him to say it and so do it. And bless my voice, Lord God, tonight. And bless me. Bless the show. Lord Jesus, I claim right now increase. I claim finances to come into the show. I also claim sponsorships to come to the show. I claim increases in listenership to come to the show. And I just thank you, Lord God, for that. And I just thank you that your hand is on the show. Thank you, Lord God, that you redeem our time and that you just are there with us and that you just speak through us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, sorry about that. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the book of Exodus, chapter 26. Exodus, chapter 26. We're going to study the word here for a little bit. We're going to see what Moses is saying to, what God is saying to Moses and to the Israelites. See what all the Lord has for us on this beautiful night. You know, tomorrow up here in Michigan, it's supposed to get up to 40 degrees. Yay! We finally made it halfway through winter. And so we're not supposed to get any snow now for at least the next 8 or 9 days. So that's good stuff. In all seriousness now, here's how this works. Okay. It works like this. This show is not just the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. The title of this show is The Preacher and the Miracle Man, but ultimately, we want you, those who are listening to the show, to be impacted, have your lives changed. Part of how that can happen is by you paying attention and following along. So when we're studying the Bible, you study with us if you can, based on where you are. If we are praying in the Spirit, you pray in the Spirit. If we are singing, you sing. So whatever you do, whatever we do here, you do there. And then this can be of great benefit to you if you just do that. And it can be much better for you and better for your life as we walk out with God, as we walk with God together. Let's begin right now with Exodus 26. So I'm just looking to see how long 26 is. We're going to read Exodus 26. Then we're going to read Hebrews 11. Then we're going to read the first couple of verses of Hebrews 12. So with that, here we go. Now this is God talking about the tabernacle. Make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of finely twisted linen and blue, purple, and scarlet yarn. Cherubim worked into them by a skilled craftsman. All the curtains are to be the same size, 28 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. Join 5 of the curtains together and do the same with the other 5. Make loops of blue material along the edge of the end curtain in 1 cent, then do the same with the end curtain of the other set. Make 50 loops on one curtain and 50 loops on the end curtain of the other set, with the loops opposite each other. Then make 50 gold clasps and use them to fasten the curtains together so that the tabernacle is a unit. Make curtains of goat hair over the tabernacle, 11 altogether. All 11 curtains are to be the same size, 50 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. Join 5 of the curtains together into one set and the other 6 into another set. Fold the 6th curtain double at the foot of the tent. Make 50 loops along the edge of the end curtain in one set, and also along the edge of the end curtain in the other set. Then make 50 bronze clasps and put them in the loops to fasten the set together as a unit. As for the additional length of the tent curtains, the half curtain that is left over is to hang down at the rear of the tabernacle. The tent curtains will be a cubit longer on both sides. What is left will hang over the sides of the tabernacle so as to cover it. Make for the tent a covering with ram skins dyed red, and over that a covering of hides of sea cows. Make upright frames of acacia wood for the tabernacle. Each frame is half wide with two protections set parallel to each other. Make all the frames of the tabernacle in this way. Make 20 frames for the south side of the tabernacle and make 40 silver bases to go under them for each frame, one under each projection. For the other side, the north side of the tabernacle, make 20 frames and 40 silver bases, two under each frame. Make 6 frames for the far end, that is, the west end of the tabernacle, and make 2 frames for the corners at the far end. At these 2 corners, they must be double from the bottom all the way to the top, and fitted into a single ring. both shall be like so. So there will be 8 frames and 16 silver. And 16 silver and 16 silver vases, 2 under each frame, bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames on one side of the tabernacle, 5 for those on the other side, and 5 for the frames on the west, at the far end of the tabernacle. The center crossbar is to extend from end to end at the middle of the frames. Overlay the frames of gold and make gold rings to hold the crossbars. Also, overlay the crossbars with gold. Set up the tabernacle according to the plan shown you on the mountain. Make a curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and finally, Elson, with cherubim worked into it by a skilled craftsman. Hang it with gold hooks on four posts of acacia wood, overlaid with gold and standing on 4 silver bases. Hang the curtain from the clasps and place the ark of the testimony behind the curtain. The curtain will separate the holy place from the most holy place. Put the atonement cover on the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. Place the table outside the curtain on the north side of the tabernacle and put the lampstand opposite it on the south side. For the entrance to the tent, make a curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, finely twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer. Make gold hooks for this curtain and 5 posts of acacia wood overlaid with gold, and cast 5 bronze bases for them. Kind of like the Olympics, you know, gold, silver, bronze, but different. And so let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. And preacher man, since you're with us, I'll have you read the first 12 verses of Hebrews chapter 11. Preacher man? Hey, preacher man. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you here? Halle, 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 hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Are you there, preacher man? Well, I am going to go ahead and start reading from verse 13 of Hebrews chapter 11. all of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. They had been thinking of the country they had left. They would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute, Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they may gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect? Couple of verses of chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Tabernacle is essentially like a sanctuary. God wanted the sanctuary a certain way, that tabernacle. He wanted those certain bars and all those certain crossbars and certain pieces of wood and everything. He wanted them all a certain way. God isn't necessarily going to tell you if you're building a house, you know, where to put the shingles, where to put, there are things like important if you want the house to be structurally sound. But here's what I'm after, and that is this. God wants his house decently in order. God wants us as Christians. He wants us to be decent and in order. Our God is a God of order and decency. So, you want to have your spiritual life in order, the way God would have it be. Not just, you know, however I want. You know, I go to church when I want. I don't go when I don't want to go. You know, just kind of. No. God wants us to have our stuff together and to be in order. And if you're out of order, get back in order, because being in order is what's going to help you the most. And it's what's going to be the best thing for you. So, acacia wood, I don't necessarily see acacia wood these days, but that's what they used. That's how they built stuff back in the Old Testament. That's something they used to build things, was acacia wood. And I don't know if it's something you can go get at Myers, but I don't think you can. It's not the acacia wood I'm after. Any of these certain kinds of wood. It's about order in your life. When it comes to your spiritual life, God wants you to be in order. He does not want you to be a sloppy, messy Christian. You know, like when if you go home, you get in the house, and there's just all kinds of clothes and all kinds of books and all kinds of stuff just all over the floor, not put away in the living room floor, on your bedroom floor, in the bathroom, in the kitchen. I don't know where my keys are. We got to do a key search. That some things are out of order there? Well, yes, it's possible. So, if you're out of order spiritually, you need to do what we would do with our natural homes. Clean a house. Put everything where it goes. Maybe you need to do more than just clean. Maybe you need to clean out. Maybe there's all kinds of people in your life that shouldn't be there. So you need to get rid of them. Find some new people. But God wants us to be in order. In order. Not just, you know, I do it when I want. And we're not always going to be perfect. Jesus said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. But that's different. If we were perfect, we'd be in heaven. And no human is perfect. So we're always going to be a work in process, a work in progress. That's why it was given unto us. In the book of Acts, it says this. It is he who has been given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry. They're in the book of Acts. That's why we have pastors, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. That's why we have the fivefold ministry. It's to help us as Christians in our walk with God. You know, so you just got to watch yourself and make sure one way to start to see whether or not you're in order is just do a spiritual health check. Just ask God, you know, how am I doing? How's my tithing and giving going? How about my church attendance? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe I went to church I was at church all three times last week, and the week before that, and the week before that. The week before that, I'm not sure about before that. You know? How am I doing? What about my tithing, giving record? What about my friendships? God, you judge me, God. Are some of these people who I've been hanging out with people I should maybe get rid of? Or are they all good, solid people? So, ourselves to see whether or not we got to examine ourselves. It's like going to the doctor, but it's spiritual. And a pastor could tell you, especially spirit-filled pastor, your church attendance, that's like a blood pressure check. If you're missing all kinds of services, it shows that doesn't, that's not a good vital sign. That is a bad vital sign. A good vital sign is you're coming to church regularly. He's not like a perpetual church skipper, skipping church all the time. And preferably, what is preferred is that every time the door is open, you're found in the house of God. So, what we read about in Exodus. So I'm just reading it, and I just felt like when I was reading about how we wanted everything laid a certain way, I just felt like God wanted me to speak on order. One example of how you can use your faith is if you're struggling with all kinds of things, of having your stuff in order, yourself in order, a good way to say this is this, with your family. I say that in the name of Jesus, by faith, that my family's in order, that I'm in order, my house is in order. We won't be out of order anymore. That everything's going to be the way you'd have it be. It's going to be a Christian home, a godly family. And that's the way it's going to be. And that's a great example of how to use your faith. As faith is action. And you got to do some works. Like, tell your kids, listen, Joey, Johnny, these things of passing notes in church to your friends, this texting during the service that I've seen you doing, these houses you've been going to, that aren't godly. Got to stop, because we are going to have order. We're going to get our stuff in order, and we're going to be decent. And that's the way it's going to be. That's a good example of how to use your faith on this. Lord God, I just pray, Lord God, for these great people. I thank you, Lord God, that you speak to them, wherever they are, and show them, Lord God. Help these people to find you, wherever they are. And help those who know you, Lord God, help us, Lord, to consecrate ourselves through you so that you can flow, have more freedom to flow through us. And help us, Lord God, to get ourselves and our families and our lives in our houses, back in order for you. And I just pray, Lord God, that you help us all in this area so that we can all get back in order, because our God, you, God, are the God of order. And I thank you, Lord God, that you help us all. that you're with us wherever we are. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, keeping in order. Now, this kind of order is just like the way of how we do the show. You know, but like that. But the order I was talking about was much more serious. But this order is like how we do the show. You know, we do the welcomes and we do the... Sometimes there's a little opening monologue, you know, and what have you, something coming up or whatever is on my mind. Then we do the introduction as far as how to show people who have an interest in listening, you know. You can, you know, you're like, for new, we show new listeners how to refer other people to the show. Then after that, we do prayer, then we do reading and exhortation, and then we do prayer at the end of the word, and then we do sports, which we are starting with right now with That's right. It is time for NBA basketball update. Last night, the Detroit Pistons played at Little Caesars Arena against the New Orleans Pelicans. The Southern struggle continued. Last night, the Pistons lost to the Pelicans by the score of 118-103. I was thinking that we would have won by that kind of score. Hoping. But to no avail. Nope. Those Pelicans, especially in the second half, really started tearing us up. Griffin did get 25 points, including his 11,000th point last night, which is a pretty cool accomplishment. But Andre Drummond, 13 points, still had 16 rebounds, I believe, so he had a double-double, but he did get a technical. And so... got to work on that. What is next for the Pistons? Pistons are now back under the 500 mark again. Their next game is Thursday night against the Atlanta Hawks, the same Hawks to who they lost to on Sunday evening. And they play Atlanta on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Little Caesars Arena. And you'll be able to listen to that game live on ESPN 100.9 FM. Also, in basketball news, Michigan State, after the win they had against Purdue, Michigan State is now ranked number 2 in the AP Top 25 poll, but ranked number 1 in the coaches poll. Michigan State plays at Minnesota tomorrow evening. Michigan, who is ranked number 21, plays Iowa tomorrow evening. You can listen to the Michigan-Iowa game at 7 on 790 WSGW AM. And the Michigan State game, you can hear that on 100.9 FM. Same channel as the Pistons will be on Thursday. Now, hockey, the Detroit Red Wings take on Vancouver Canucks tonight at Little Caesars Arena. Game time is 7:40 p.m. on 790 WSGW AM, as well as on the TuneIn app on the same channel. And we have Tiger news. Well, in the world of baseball, for your Detroit Tigers, pitchers and catchers reported today in Florida, Lakeland, Florida. Preseason baseball will be starting in just a couple of short weeks. Exhibition spring training will be starting up in Lakeland, Florida, which means that I will start giving Tigers updates. And I'll be letting you know, how things are going. And I hope we can prove some people wrong this year for the Tigers, because I know we traded away a bunch of people, got some new young guys to train, and they're saying we could have 100 losses. Let's try to prove some people wrong this year. Let's see if we can prove some people wrong this year. Let's see what the Tigers can do. And a reminder, today is, in fact, Fat Tuesday, Punchki Day, the day before Lent. And you may be thinking, as a Christian, what do you think of Lent? Do you feel like I have to do it, or I have a choice? Should I not do it? What do you think, Miracle Man? I'm going to say this. This Lent thing, I am totally neutral on. I'm not against it. You can do it if you want. I'm not going to do it. I did have a punchki today. It was delicious. It was a cream cheese punchki. And it was very delicious. And I really enjoyed it. One thing, there's different beliefs, Catholics do it. I believe Lutherans do it. Dr. Buckley never says anything about Lent, really. But as a Christian, to other Christians, I would say, do what you've been taught. Just act based on how you've been taught. So that's the most neutral response I feel that I can give in response to the whole Lent thing. So before I let it go, reminder that Coca-Cola is the best soft drink on earth here at McDonald's. Dr. Pepper is up there also.
Dr. Pepper also is right there at the top. And many drinks around it.
Yep. And also that McDonald's is the home of America's favorite fries.
Oh, my.
So, until tomorrow night, everybody, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Same time,
bless
same
you, brother.
Place. Bless you, too.
Fantastic job tonight, man.
Thank you for your friendship.
Love you.
Love you.